AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The Supreme Court agreed to consider a major rollback of abortion rights. The AP's Julie Walker reports it's a decision whether states can ban abortions before a fetus can survive outside the womb.
The High Court's order sets up a showdown over abortion probably in the fall, with more conservative justices seemingly ready to dramatically alter nearly 50 years of rulings on abortion. The case involves a Mississippi law that would prohibit abortions after the 15th week of pregnancy. That case is separate from a fight over laws enacted by Mississippi and other states that would ban most abortions as early as 6 weeks when a fetal heartbeat may be detected. The Supreme Court first announced a woman's right to an abortion in the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision. I'm Julie Walker.
As fighting enters a second week, Secretary of State Antony Blinken signaled the U.S. would still not press for an immediate ceasefire between Israel and Gaza's Hamas rulers.
It is up to the parties to make clear that they want to pursue a ceasefire. Any ceasefire would be, by definition, between them.
Blinken also said he asked Israel for any evidence for its claim that Hamas was operating in a Gaza office building housing the AP and Al Jazeera news bureaus that was destroyed by an Israeli airstrike over the weekend. He said so far they haven't provided any information. Some big streaming services could soon be merging. It involves HBO.
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
And
this is CNN.
AT&T will join its massive media operations in a $43 billion deal with Discovery, the owner of lifestyle networks, including the Food Network and HGTV. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster signed into law a bill that forces death row inmates for now to choose between the electric chair or newly formed firing squad. A lack of lethal injection drugs brought executions to a halt in South Carolina. This is AP News. The oldest man ever in Australia is a retired cattle rancher, Dexter Kruger.
He's probably one of the sharpest residents here. His memory is amazing for an 111-year-old.
Melanie Calvert works at the Pinneroo Aged Care Center in Queensland. Dexter Kruger told Australian Broadcasting a weekly poultry delicacy had contributed to his longevity.
Chicken brains. You know, chickens have a head. And in there, there's some brains. And they are delicious little things. There's only one little bite.
Kruger's 74-year-old son credits his father's simple outback lifestyle for his long life. Dexter Kruger says he's writing an autobiography.
I've written 300 stories, and they were all packed in my mind, gathered over 100 years.
The oldest woman ever in Australia lived until she was 114. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.